Okay, let's pray and we jump right in. Father Yah, we bless you as always, and we just honor you for your presence. We seek wisdom and understanding on the night, and we just bless you in advance for giving it to us. Thank you for all the things that you do in our lives on a daily basis. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to be coming from Psalms 82. A lot of times, people, and it's just eight verses, so we'll see where this goes. And so, a lot of times, what people mainly concentrate on is verse 6. And verse 6 says, I have said ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. And so, bro, just jacking up stuff. bro wanted to come to church and did record still, but he had church. But you know, get Eldo there. You know, he the technology man. You know. What's up in your eye? Tell me you can. But again, verse 6, man, why I love this church, man. We just have fun, man. And, you know, verse 6, I have said ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. We want to get an understanding of this within this context because, you know, there's a doctrine that's going on to where there are a lot of well-known pastors that use this verse to say that we are little g's. As in, like, little gods, you know, type of deal. And we need to understand this. Okay, Yahushua, okay. And so we need to understand this within its contextual meaning and see how to apply it. And when we look at it according to the way that Yah intended for us to understand it, we realize that there are a lot of things that's happening in this verse or in these verses that really makes this clear. Okay, so you know, so I'll say it this way. If a person is gonna brag about verse 6, then they need to accept the responsibility. Or I said we. If we're gonna brag about verse 6, then we need to accept the responsibility of verse 1-8. Okay? And so when you look at this, it start out, it says, Yah standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Now, when you look at the word congregation, it is speaking to specific people. Okay? It's speaking to specific people, but it's also making us clear who that specific people is. So when you look at the congregation of the mighty, it's not saying that the congregation is mighty. It's saying Yah is speaking to the congregation that belongs to him as the mighty. So when we look at this here, it says Yah, I like to say God, but this said Elohim or El, okay? Elohim. So then it says he standeth in the congregation. You look at the congregation, it says assembly, a stated assemblage, multitude, people. So that's what the congregation is, okay? And what it says of the mighty, is he's talking about himself. That's El. El is a word that describes Yah in his stature as the Almighty. So whenever you say Yah or God Almighty, we're saying El. So it says, Yah standeth in the multitude, in the assembly of his people. He's the mighty. Okay. Then he says, he judges now. He judges among the gods. He judges among the gods. So when you look at this, it says here, Yah sits in the congregation. He standeth in the congregation. He standeth in his own congregation. Then it says, that he judges among the gods. So when we look at the word judges, we need to understand that in order to start dealing with these verses here. So the word judges means to pronounce sentence for or against. So he judges or pronounces sentence, you know, or pronounces a sentence whether this sentence is for or against. So I can judge. You know, when the scripture says, judge not, lest ye be judged. In other words, it's not saying don't judge. It is saying that there is an order by which we should judge. We should judge justly, righteously. But at the same time, we can make a judgment for good or for something. You know, sometimes y'all will judge us and he'll say, well, I'm going to bless them because they've been faithful. That's good. Then sometimes y'all say, well, I'm gonna judge and I'm going to cause a situation to happen because there's bad going on. Or I'm going to judge against them. So when you look at it, it says, by implication, to vindicate or to punish. Y'all will vindicate us or he'll punish us depending on the perspective of the judgment. Then it says to govern. So these are words that we look at, to plead, the reason, the rule, as you look at the rest of these words. So it says here now, again, Yah standeth in the congregation, people of the mighty. It's his congregation. He's the El. He's the Almighty. He judges. He pronounces sentences, whether good or bad, among the gods. Among the gods. And what I love about verse 1 is because when you get to verse 6, from seeing how he starts out verse 1, then it makes it clear that verse 6 ain't somewhere you want to jump down on that claim unless some things in order as far as verse 1 leading up to verse 6 is concerned, because there are some things that Yah is doing based up on these gods. He judges among the gods. So when you look at him judging among the gods, what would you think that would mean? Let's just deal with the word among, okay? Among, it says the nearest part, the center. Okay? Among, before, I like the word center. It said also says inward, within self. So when you look at him judging among the gods, it's not that he's sitting among these gods and he's judging circumstances, but he's sitting among the gods and he's judging the gods. That's what he's doing. So Yah standeth in the congregation. He standeth in his congregation. Now, when we look at this and understand the things that we do from dealing with scriptures, precept upon precept, who you think this congregation is? Israel. Anytime you read these scriptures, we have to understand what these things truly mean. So Yah standeth in the midst of Israel, his people. And he now, that's why it says he judges among them. He now stands in the midst of Israel. Why is he calling Israel gods now? Let's take a little detour and we'll see. Let's pull up another scripture. Exodus chapter 19. Y'all know we've dealt with this a lot. Exodus chapter 19, when our nation comes out of Egypt here. Verse 5, Yah says, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. The earth is mine, but I'm going to put you up top. Everything belongs to me, but I'm going to choose you to be above all people in this here, if you obey my voice. Then he says, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. So when you look at a kingdom of priests here, I lost my place. Verse 6. When you look at a kingdom means dominion. It means reign, royal rule, estate. You see the word estate in there? So a kingdom, a rule, when you look at a priest, it says officiating. It says a priest, but it says officiating. Officers, principal rulers. So when you look at verse 6, what he's saying in verse 5 and 6, he's laying out the rules by which he want to make Israel gods in 82, Psalms 82. So when you look at a kingdom of priests, these kingdom of priests would have rule and dominion. And he said, I choose you as a people to be a kingdom like this, where you rule and you reign everywhere you go. Now with that rule and that reign comes responsibility. If I'm going to lead, then there's a responsibility that I have to take. If elders going to lead, there's a responsibility he has to take. If each one of you going to lead, there are responsibilities that you have to take. In other words, the leadership is not just the position. It is a responsibility that goes with it. Now, did you have something? Okay. Now, as you look at it here, he establishes this in Exodus chapter 19. And you see it in Psalms 82 as he now is judging among the gods. Now, let's deal with the word God so we can understand. The word God, it says the same thing as God himself is concerned. But at the same time, it is where people look at this definition and they take it and now start calling themselves little G's. It's like, I'm a little God. That's not what it's saying. It is a position that shows what we are because we are in his congregation. Exodus 19. If you obey, then I'll make you this. I'll make you a kingdom of officiators, a kingdom of rulers, a kingdom that sit order. And you can see this order as he deal with our nation here. Yah standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He standeth in his congregation. He judges among, in the midst of the gods. He sit down and look at the people who he has given responsibility to rule and to reign. And he says this to them in verse 2. How long will you judge unjustly? So these gods are judges. So that word gods is a title that is given to a people that has a position because they are the congregation of Yah and they carry out a task that he decrees. I want you to rule. I want you to reign. I want you to be judged. I want you to judge. And so when you look at verse 2 now, it says judges again, to judge, to pronounce sentence. To vindicate or punish. Justice. You know, that's why when you see the justice system, it'll have that scale. You know, that is it the woman holding the scale? I can't remember. It symbolizing justice. But because of doing things unjustly, the scale is never balanced the way that it should be. Okay? And so now he says, how long will you judge unjustly? And accept the persons of the wicked. Yah standing among his people, and he's saying, how long are you going to make judgments that doesn't have to do with the righteousness by which I want to establish through you as a people? Look now. It says, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. And needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. That's just judgment. That's what gods are supposed to do. He said, they know not. Who know not? The gods. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. In other words, because our nation had gotten caught up into so much unjustly thing, wickedness and perversion, to the point to where they did not acknowledge or walk in the understanding of things like the way that they should have. They didn't make right judgment. They was always judging things based upon what was favorable from their perspective instead of just standing up for what was right. And because of that, their conscience is seared and they couldn't discern between good and evil. So they called what was good evil and called what was evil good. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation, this the one that got me now, all the foundation of the earth are off course. We the problem. When you have the head now, who has been made the tail, then everything else flips upside down the same way. So all the things that we're seeing taking place in the earth today, It is off course because the gods are off course, the ones who were meant to judge things and judge it from a righteous perspective. And since we as a people are off course, then everything you see is off course. And Yah is saying to the gods, he's like, okay, I'm judging among you. And you take a look at life today and see the state that it's in, and I want you to understand that because you didn't follow my law, see, I'm your God. Here it is. God is not the God of all nations. God is the God of Israel. And all those who line up with the God of Israel, then he becomes their God. All other nations worship other gods and all these other things that's going on. Yah has made it clear that he's the God of Israel. Christianity tried to steal it. And things are off course because you got, again, all these doctrines and things that's out there. And they think a people is a people. That's not the real people. So everything is upside down simply because you have the gods now who Yah has sit up in the midst of, and he's judging us by saying, you know what, you've done unjustly. And since you've done unjustly, everything is off course. What is that? I believe it's in Corinthians or something like this. It says, all creation is waiting on the manifestations of the sons of God. All creation is waiting on the congregation of gods to now walk in their rightful place. To stop being the head stop being the tail and start being the head again. And the only way we're going to be the head again is we have to make sure that we do all the things that's necessary pertaining to life and godliness. So he says concerning these gods, he said, they know not. They don't know nothing. Neither will they understand. They don't care to understand. They walk in darkness. Now, when you look at the word darkness here, it says they walk in darkness. It says misery. You want to know why we're a miserable state of people? Is because we are the gods who are and have judged unjustly for generations to come. And all the foundations are off course. Everything is shaking. Everything is falling. That's what's going on in the world today. So when we walk outside and we look at the state of this world and we say, you know, man, why are all these things happening? We got to take accountability and realize that it is because we're the one who has started this thing in a way to where, because of our disobedience, now you have ignorance in the world. The state of this world is is as the result of our inability to judge justly. And that's why he says in verse 6 when he get to it, he said, I have said, ye are gods.
Okay.
You're judges. You sit you sit in the position, you sit in the position representing Elohim, the one true God. You sit in that seat. I've decreed it. I've declared it. I've called you a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I have decreed it. Ye are gods. Why? And all of you are the children of the Most High. All of us are the children of the Most High. And all of us have to carry ourselves as the gods, as the judges. And Yah is sitting among us and he said, I'm ready for y'all to step forward and be what I've called you to be. It's the highest degree. When you realize who you are as a people, you can stand and judge circumstances and whatever judgment you conclude on, that's what I'm going to bag up. If you realize who you are and you judge the situation justly, he said, I'll pronounce the sentence however way you see it, because you're a just person who I put in that position as God to make that decision. That's why things are happening the way that they are. Even as far as Fannin County is concerned, as far as the city of Dallas is concerned, even some other things that we're dealing with, because we're coming into an understanding of who we are and operating within that, y'all, it's like, whatever you decree, whatever you judge, I'm going to pronounce it. I'm going to allow that sentence to be according to the way that you judge, because that's justification. And we have to accept that responsibility. And we can't do it unjustly. We can't accept the persons of the wicked. In order for us to do this, we have to walk in the righteousness by which Yah has called us to. Beginning in Exodus chapter 19. You obey my word. If you keep my commandments, if you do all these things that I have commanded you to do, I will make you gods in the earth. You'll be the judge. People will start to look to your wisdom in order to solve this world's issues if we stand up and be what Yah has called us to be. Yah says in verse 6, I have said ye are gods and all of you are the children of the Most High. But look at what he says because of what our nation did. He said, but you shall die like men. Instead of being the judges by which the standard of the kingdom of Yah sit in the earth, Yah, so I'm going to let you just die like everybody else. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. When you look at one of the princes, that's talking about principalities. Same way Christ said, behold, I saw Satan falling as lightning from the sky. Y'all said, because you don't operate in that capacity by which I ordained you as a people to walk in, you're going to die like average men and you're going to fall like principalities from the heavens. And he says in verse 8, it's like he speaks to himself, so to speak. And he says, arise, O Yah, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all things. Yah is like, you know what? If y'all won't do it, I'll do it myself. He said, I got one I'm sitting that's going to rule with a rod of iron. Isaiah 11. But I'm here to tell you, if we operate the way that Yah intended for us to operate, we will start to see that rule manifesting in the earth now. People start to acknowledge it. They'll start to submit to it. And there's just some things, I mean, you know, we had a meeting last Friday. It's just some things that caused that meeting to take place, all because of some things Yah led me to say to these individuals to show that, look, we're the judges here. We're the gods in the earth, and we know what's going on, and we know what needs to be done, and y'all need to do what y'all are responsible for doing. Now, if they don't do it, then now comes the rule, the judgment. I'll tell you the truth. Y'all gonna judge these people if they don't line up with what we doing now. So they're getting ready to sit down and look at some information that we're going to submit to them. But in reality, us putting that information or submitting that information is the very record that Yah is using to judge them based upon their wickedness. Why? Because the position that they hold, they operate unjustly. They accept the persons of the wicked. You got people coming into our communities. Doing things, getting all these resources and going right out, not helping our communities, so our communities are in the states that they are. So y'all saying, I'm finna send gods in. And you got to know why you're going in. Elder can give you testimony about the phone situation. Whereas y'all use him as a tool tell that if you don't mind, especially from the perspective of what ended up being found out because of what y'all used judge, and it found out some other things. Go ahead.
So as y'all may know, I lost my cell phone about a couple of weeks ago. Well, I didn't lose it. I left it in the restroom, and somebody took it, basically. Somebody stole it. I figured out that somebody stole it. I just didn't lose it. They had it, and we knew somebody had it. Long story short, though, the TI security figured it out. And when I lost it, the funny thing about it is, y'all told me I was going to get it back. But he had other things in plan in regards to that. But anyway, what ended up happening was TI security figured out who it was, and that it was a contractor. Gotcha. It wasn't a TI, it was a contractor.
Gotcha.
And they ended up letting him go. As a matter of TI's security process, you have to file a report with the police department. So I met with the police officer, did all those things, and in the police investigation, they took my IMEI number from my cell phone and they put it on the stolen list. Well, I guess when they did that, it triggered. They found basically the guy that had stolen my cell phone sold it at one of these eco ATMs, which is like a little kiosk at Walmart where they buy back your cell phone, stuff like that. He had sold it there, and the company that owns those kiosks had his picture and his information and all those things. And so the detective called me, and he was like, you're going to get your cell phone back. And he was like, did I want to press charges? And my thought was, yeah, I want to press charges because I gave him more than enough opportunity. So much that the TI security was like, you waited too late for this. And I was like, I'm giving the person the opportunity to do the right thing because he had plenty of opportunity. I could communicate through my screen and, say, hey, if you just want to be anonymous, just take the phone back to the restroom. Somebody else will turn it. Gave him opportunities to do those things, but he didn't. So when the officer called, he was like, we know who did it, and we, not only we find your cell phone, but I guess when they picked them up, they found other stolen property. So it wasn't like my cell phone was just the only thing. This guy was doing other stuff. So it's almost like y'all let that happen to me to reach out to this guy in judgment for what he ended up doing. And I'm going to get my phone back and all those things. And I ended up buying a new phone. But the company is going to come to save me for that phone. So it just worked out according to y'all's plan.
So when you look at that, the first thing religion would do would be like, oh, don't press charges on them. No, when you are a God, when you are a just judge, you have to make decisions that is right in the eyes of Yah. Yeah, we think he's an Israelite, but yeah, we don't want to see the brother go down. But at the same time, that incident or this incident may have saved his life, or either keeping him from getting in worse circumstances that he's in now. And so when we operate justly, then we're able to make wise decisions and do things according to what is right in the eyes of Yah, based upon the wisdom that he's given us. But when you look at our nation during this time, they were operating in darkness because they didn't care. Wisdom was saying, okay, give him all the chances he can to do right.
And he called me from my cell phone. It's almost like he was trolling me. He called me from my cell phone and would leave a voicemail but wouldn't say nothing. So it's like it was almost like a tease. Mm-hmm. He did that more than once and just wouldn't say nothing. So he could have not done that. Mm-hmm. That tells you something going on in his head that ain't right.
Mm-hmm. If Elder had not pressed charges, he would accept the presence of the wicked, verse 2. That's what he would have done. So, you know, when he just asked me just to see my perspective on it, and we were on the same page. Me, I said, no, press charges against him. I said, you know, I said that's the righteous thing to do. Y'all put him in your way so you could deal with it. Okay, and so these are things. Yes.
The first thing people want to say in an instance like that is, "I thought you were a Christian."
There you go. You're supposed to turn the other cheek. You know, Jesus would have just prayed for him, lay hands on him, put some oil on him, you know, and just let him go.
Or he could have put them out of there with a whip, out of the pit.
There you go. But you know, religious folk ain't gonna see that part. They don't think Jesus do stuff like that. You know. And that's why these things have to be understood, and we have to make sure that we're operating this way. Go ahead.
But without that accountability, all you do is enable bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If you never offer any accountability for bad behavior, you just enable people to continue to do whatever that behavior is.
There you go. Experience, y'all just confirm, you know, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Y'all always correct us when he loves. And if that brother now, if he humbles himself in it, he'll realize, man, that dude cared about me to give me all those opportunities and then not let me get away with what I did. Because now that stopped me on a reckless path that I was on. I had a whole bunch of folks stuff in there, and it was just going to get bigger and bigger because I was going to get more and more comfortable with it. But this is the responsibility that I want you guys to understand tonight about the gods. The gods that Yah is talking about here are his people that he can stand in the midst of. And you know, Gentiles are being grafted into this. But it's his people that he can stand in the midst of and know that we're going to judge things and handle things according to the way that he would. That's what that title is for.
I mean, isn't it not the case? Isn't it the case that all of the things that we experience now are preparation for us being just judges in the time that is to come?
True. True.
So it's like, you know, what we go through now, yeah, we can be judges now, but it's preparation for that that's coming ahead.
Exactly. And what I realize, and it's funny that you said it, because what I realize is that in all the things that I've dealt with, again, these counties and these, you know, state stuff, federal stuff, all these things I've dealt with over the years was preparation. And the other point out is preparation for really what I'm called to do. All that stuff was preparation. Dealing with all this conflict and standing in righteousness and saying, no, I'm not going to respect you. You wicked. I'm not going to bend your way. The things that you're doing is perverted, and I don't want no part of that. I don't want your $30 million. That's what gods are supposed to do. We're supposed to operate in you know, the right way. We got to defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. When somebody's being mistreated, we have to stand up for them when they don't have the ability to stand up for themselves. And that's one thing I let people know, those people know down in Fannin County. I was like, look, I'm fighting you not just for us. I'm fighting you so that you think twice about doing somebody else like this. And now Yah has used that circumstance to pronounce a sentence, and who knows, before this is said and done, this woman may lose her job because apparently she's doing a whole lot of things that she shouldn't be doing. That's where she's using the credentials of the appraisal district behind their backs because they didn't even know. And when I started sharing things with them, they was like, Mr. Boss, we don't even know what you're talking about. We don't even have your application. I said, yeah. I said, there's some foul play going on. I said, so there are probably people that's connected to her that's using your appraisal district to steal people's properties. So you might check and see what else she has done that her name is on and property that's been transferred since she's been there. There's no telling what she's been doing. But Yah could not have done that if we had been sitting in darkness. Don't want to know the truth. Walking around here like everybody else, talking about we little G's, like we on the same level with God. We just a little one. You know, if we had not been in the right perspective, then Yah wouldn't have saw fit and said, well, let me do this and let me put the right people in the way. Whatever tell you how he did all the research to find out that stuff. I was sitting looking at him like I was looking like a dude looking at the headlights of a car. Man, who think of some stuff like that to find your phone? I'm talking, man. It, doggone 007 ain't had nothing on what he did behind that phone. And I'm simply like, man, how did you even come to that conclusion? Well, that's what happened when you gods. When we the congregation of the Most High, who are led by the Spirit of Yah, Yah will give us insight into things that nobody will think of, hidden things that people are doing. Yah, give us wisdom on the hidden things.
You gonna tell
them
about the gas station?
Oh, man, I forgot about that one. God, that's another good one. Now I understand why we teach this here. Well, when I was, I'm glad you brought that up. Well, I went to DeKalb, Texas, to visit my brother for his birthday. His birthday was on the 19th, mine was the 20th, and I was driving up, driving up down Interstate 30, and I normally exit at 259 to go to the DeKalb. Well, this particular time, I exited at 271 in Mount Pleasant, because I had to use the restroom. And so when I exited, I went to this Exxon, and I walked in, and that's all I had planned on doing was just using the restroom and then leaving. Joshua, chill out, boy. And so when I walked in, used the restroom, I came out to leave, and y'all led me over to the... Joshua? Joshua, hush. Y'all led me over to these drinks, and I mean, the two drinks I got, I don't even drink them, you know. And so I went and got them, and I was like, man, I'm getting over this acid reflux stuff, and so I have to be careful about stuff I eat and stuff I drink, cause I don't have any respiratory issues now, but I get a bad taste in my mouth. If I eat or drink something I shouldn't be, it just give me a bad taste and I can't stand it. So I was like, I don't want to feel the food with these. And I went and sit them on the counter. I was like, oh man, all I planned on doing was using the restroom. I didn't bring my wallet. So I told the guy, I said, look, I said, I need to go outside and get my wallet. Went outside, got my wallet, came in, pulled out a $10 bill. Now these two drinks now. The guy says $8.68. Two drinks, $8.68. So when he said it, the spider senses came in to me. I'm like, okay, something not right here. And y'all said, shut up. Give him the $10. So I gave him the $10, and he gave me back my little chain. I looked at my chain. I looked at him. I'm looking at these drinks. I'm like, boy, this is so hard. And I look back at the thing I got the drinks out of, and I'm like, and them can't be no $4 and something apiece, man. Y'all said, leave. Went, got in the car and left. I'm driving down the road. And y'all ain't saying nothing to them. I'm like, okay, y'all, I just gave them $8. I don't know why, but you told me to do it. Fine. I get back to Dallas. So when I got back, I was tired. So I sit in the chair. Man, I sit in the chair. I mean, as soon as I sit in the chair, I went out like a light, man. And I knew I was tired because my grandkid was flipping and jumping and going on it. I didn't even hear them or nothing. They wrecked that in front of me. As soon as I woke up, y'all said, it's like y'all slid in on my mind as soon as I woke up and said, go to the computer. Find the information to that it was Exxon. Find the information to the Exxon. And contact them because they just cheated you out of some money, and I want you to deal with it. I'm like, okay, could have dealt with it down there. And so when I went and sit there and started looking up the information, y'all constantly giving me understanding. Remember, God's now. This is how you deal with the God. Y'all say, I didn't want you to deal with it then, cause they would have fixed the problem with you, but it's still a problem. I want you to fix the problem for everybody else. You are a God. You are just judge. And just judges don't benefit themselves. Just judges judge and pronounce a sentence so everybody can be defended. Defend the poor. Defend the needy. So I'm sending you in as a judge. So I call the guy who did it, answered the phone. I said, when you heard yesterday about the, because I call at night, nobody answered. Call the next day, Sunday. Were you at the Exxon at 3:00? He said, yes, sir, I was here. I said, oh, okay. I said, can I speak to the manager? Manager not here. Can I help you? No, I want to speak to the manager. Well, he's not here. Can I help you? No, you can't help me. Hung up the phone. Yeah, I said, call back. Get this ball rolling. So I called back. I said, listen, man, let me tell you who I am. That's exactly what I said. I said, let me tell you who I am. I said, there are times when I'm sick, sent to get something in order. I said, and you charged me $8 for these two drinks, and I didn't know how much they cost. I was just speaking by the spirit. I said, you charged me $8 for these two drinks, and they should cost between $1.70, maybe $2 at the most. He said, Well, I'm sorry if I overcharge you and dang, I didn't intend to do it and stuff like that. He was like, well, I don't have nothing to do. Okay, I'll just talk to the manager about it. I said, we'll get to the bottom of it. Well, I call the next day. Manager answers the phone. Long story short, I tell him about the circumstance. He tells, I guess, somebody who is in some form of management position to go get the drinks that I got. They brought them to the counter. Now, he know him because he's nervous. They brought them to the counter, ran a scan on him. Oh, no. This is too high. This shouldn't be this much. Let me find out from the company itself how much these drinks should be. Yes, he was. So Yah said, well, long story short, the guy, he changed the price and he mailing me my money back to the P.O. box. But Yah said this. Yah said, when people coming down that freeway, they're taking that exit, and everything in this store is priced like that. And I like how Elder put it. He's like, and 9 times out of 10, nobody's gonna argue with it, even though they know it's high, because they're just getting off the road, trying to get them something to snack on. It's kind of like going to the Cowboys, watch get you some popcorn at the Cowboys game. You know, it's $10 for some popcorn. It ain't, you know, 50 cents. But it's just the environment that's created that enabled them to charge you that much. So they were just making a killing on people exiting off the freeway, being overcharged and hungry. And so they just paying extra for all that stuff and just getting back on the freeway. So that store is making a killing.
So basically they were gouging.
That's what they did. And Yah said, let me send a guard up the road. And let me have him exit. And it's like, that's why I can explain, it's like I was stuck on stupid when I exit, because I thought it was $2.59 when I exit. Because I started going up the road like I was going to DeKalb, and I kept looking, I said, man, this ain't familiar. And I rode so many miles, I said, this is $2.71. I was supposed to be on $2.59. So I turned around, went back to the freeway. Yah did that just to position that circumstance to where now they're thinking, is anybody else going to come in here? Do I have to deal with somebody else who's going to walk up in here?
Or you going
to
sit in the stadium?
There you go. There you go. So so they're nervous now, and I guarantee you they fixing all them prices, all because y'all sent a judge up in there to deal with the circumstance for innocent people who are coming through there that don't know how to defend themselves. Y'all was like, you know how to defend this. And you may have a person that said, well, man, it was just $4, man. Why you make a big deal about that? Because you got to defend people. And sometimes we have to go through these hardships and these things in order for it to be a better life for other people. That's what gods do. I know I'm saying the word, Yahshua. Yahshua. You're doing somewhat good, boy. Just keep trying. That's what gods have to do. Gods are judges. It's not the little G like we walk around here like we, you know, we little gods. No, it's judges. Judges have to have the mindset that I am willing to do this and go through this for somebody else's benefit. It's inconvenient. It was inconvenient for me. It was inconvenient for Elder. All these things we go through, they're inconvenient. But sometimes, or all the time, when we realize that we're judging, we have to say, I got to go through this just so that somebody else can have a better life. Look at everything he says concerning the judges, and then we'll close. He says, verse 1, Yah standeth in the congregation of the mighty. His congregation, El, he's El. He judges among the gods. How long will he judge unjustly? Everything about his judgment of us, the gods, was about how we're now mistreating other people. Not being there for other people. He don't put us in the position of gods for ourselves. He put us in position of gods to be the judges to make sure life is better for everybody else. Thus, all nature, the foundations of all nations, are of course. Why? Because the judges are not standing up being what they've been called to be. And y'all call us to fix that. Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 19, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of Yah. You know how many people waiting on us? to do these things that we mentioned, just giving a few examples today. You know how many people are waiting on somebody to stand up for them who, when they don't have the ability nor the backbone or the know-how to stand up for themselves? Then we know and we don't say anything. So that's why, that's what he's doing. He's, like the elder pointed out, it's training ground for us now. Well, Yah's putting us in these situations, and he's saying, are you going to stand there and not do what you know is the right thing to do? And the more we do it, the more we can be trusted to do it. And the more we're trusted to do it, Yah will bag up every decision that we make. It'd be the right decision. Because we're not making those decisions based upon our own personal selfish mean. Elder didn't make that decision because he was, man, I'm going to fix this dude for getting my phone. Teach him a lesson. That wasn't his perspective.
And the funny thing about it is, I even said in the beginning when I was talking to T.I. Security, look, I really don't want a press charge.
Right.
I don't want to do anything. I just want my phone back.
Right.
But yeah, I manufactured the circumstance and made it happen the way that it did.
It did.
So that the judgment would come.
Exactly. This is who we are, y'all. And the more we do it, the more things will line up. If y'all think we can't change this world based upon doing things this way, I mean, we're kidding ourselves. We can change the world from this. It don't matter what these folks out here doing. Don't matter what Trump doing. When the gods stand up, things gonna change.
It's like what you were saying. I don't think you were saying to me. Can't remember. Somewhere recently, where you're talking about, you know, when the, you know, when Samuel came on the scene, everybody was like, "Oh,
yep, yep, come peaceably." That's what they used to say. Every time when them prophets show up, everybody would get scared. They'd be like, come peaceably. Is everything good? Are you finna come tear some stuff up? Because they knew that Yah was going to bag up everything that prophet would decree. And when the true gods start to manifest in the earth, you trust me, these President Trumps and all these other people who are in these leadership positions, they're going to be very careful about the things that they say and do because they know there is the Most High Yah that's willing to bag up his gods. Even before the judgment came to City Hall, one of the things I made a statement to them on, I said, you know what? I said so much corruption in here. I said the stench is oozing out of the building when you drive up to it. The stench is oozing out of the building. That's how bad it is. Hey, and the feds been sitting up in there for some years now, straightening all that stuff out, all that crap they've been doing. Bunch of people that lost their jobs and their offices and all that because they were corrupt and using those funds for their selfish means and all that. Politicians start going to prison and all that. That stuff started happening after I decreed that it was a cesspool. That's what I said. I said it's a cesspool and the stench is oozing out of the building when you drive up to it. You can see it oozing out. I said, y'all finna straighten it out. They start being exposed and going to prison and all these things. Yah will bag up his gods, his judges. All righty. I'm finished. Any questions, comments? We good? Y'all remember now, just judge justly. Know your position in Yah. And Yah bag up everything that you decree when we operate this way. All right? Father, Yah, we bless you for bringing us into this understanding. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given us in reference to this lesson. And we know that we are the gods, but not the foolishness that men teach that put us on the same level with you as the one true God. But we are representatives of you. Ambassadors to the kingdom called to sit this world in its rightful course, that's pertaining to life and godliness. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Amen.